Dave and Angie Jacob of Malvern, PA, waited on the grass for Biden to speak for nearly 2 hours before he took the podium.
If I were to pick right now, yes, that's who I'd pick. You know, people have always said they want change, and I can understand that, but I got to be honest, you need somebody who knows what they're doing. And quite frankly, for the last couple of years, it's been a train wreck.
Obviously, we want someone who actually knows what they're doing and has political background.
Lawyer Walter Chisholm of Philadelphia applauds Biden's call for unity and civility.
I think it's time that the country puts its values back into perspective. The way we're heading now with all of the divisiveness is certainly not going to benefit us in any way. Vice President Biden, hopefully President Biden, will be able to repair.
It's Biden's third bid for the presidency. It's really early, but polls show him with a commanding lead over the nearly two dozen Democrats vying for the Oval Office. Chris Barish, WHYY News.